Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man Is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Moaning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy back with you here on a Thursday. It's a game night! Thursday Night Football, Dolphins, Bills. I've changed the title of this game.
Already?
Yeah, it's not a must win. It's not a statement game. It's a very pathetic. Just don't embarrass us.
Don't get blown out.
Just don't embarrass us.
All right.
Embarrass us. What did you used to call this? Pride game. Pride game. That's what tonight is. It's a pride game.
Hold on. First of all, you're fraud.
What?
Every time I say I hate when we play this game, within 2 weeks, you change the game.
Circumstances change. The facts change.
What was my whole point from the beginning?
I told you facts could change.
Oh, my goodness.
I never said that they were set in stone. I didn't have out my chisel. I had my pencil out.
You did a whole 40 minutes of my life I'm never going to get back because it changed. Mm. We used to do this in football.
I don't know about that.
Let me tell you how it worked in football. Football, your coaches would yell at you during the week. Get it right. Bill Belichick, get it right. Denny Green, get it right. This is how we want to do it. This is how we want to do it. Like, how are we going to be able to win a football game if we can't even get our stuff together? Stay extra. Get it all right. We run the first series of the game.
Right.
Here comes the whiteboard. Hey, remember how we did it 3 weeks ago in New England?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, let's go back to that.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, so practice is a moot point. If y'all just gonna draw it up on the whiteboard.
I get you.
So, yeah, that's where I get that from. And that's why I say when we play that game, this is gonna change.
Yeah, I'm honored. I mean, you're comparing me to one of the greatest coaches of all time.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate
you
that.
You can't stop, can you? We ate oysters together.
We did eat oysters together yesterday. Those were good.
Blake, you like good. Oysters?
Nah.
Can I just tell you? If you ate these, you wouldn't even know they were oysters.
They were that good?
They are.
Yeah.
Very impressive shells, and they hide them with a lot of fried
stuff.
That's good
stuff.
Plain oysters though. Plain oysters though. I'm with Vlad. No, hey, no, thank you,
Vlad. I ate one, and I'm like, did they put a shrimp in here? They had bacon, shrimp. Oh my goodness, it was.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or at DoralHyundai.com. So game night tonight, 8:15 is your kick between the Dolphins and Bills.
I'm nervous.
I was on. Why? What the hell was I on? I was on MGM this morning or MGM Network. I was on their morning show. I did two radio hits over the last 2 days. Very depressing. I feel like everyone's just laughing at me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It feels different when it's on the other side, isn't it?
I don't like it.
Yeah, like when you do it, it's all fun and games. But when it's on, yeah, when it's done to you.
Vlad, he getting got by his own tactics.
Oh, there's nothing worse than getting got by your own tactics.
You think, hold on, now that I think about it, you think last week when I almost lost my voice that they were petty listening to me?
Maybe.
Like you petty, we petty listened to them?
Yeah, grief listening? Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
I don't want to be that.
But I was on, where was I? I was on our Odyssey station in Rochester yesterday. I'm like, Rochester? Why are you calling me?
Yeah, because if it was New York, they wouldn't call you. They'd call somebody else.
That's fair.
I mean, you Rochester radio.
I am me Rochester too. Radio.
I get the, you know, small towns in the middle of nowhere. Yeah. We don't get the good stuff.
Oh man!
Oh, I do Gelb. So let me see.
Old Gelby, he's peacocking around too. I don't like that.
Oh yeah, he was talking hella trash yesterday.
Yeah, I heard him. I heard him on the way back from Panthers Media Day. He was peacocking on Hogman, Crowder, and Solana. He was. So we got an 8:15 kick tonight. Game day uncensored comes your way at 4 p.m.
Oh my goodness! You get like a 2-hour nap.
Yep. Nah, I won't nap. I'll probably just go get a snack.
Snack.
Call it Rex Ryan. Let's go get a damn snack.
I got to tell you. And I don't want to sound like that guy. But I'm big on not seeing the same thing week after week after week. Right? Because if you go out there and try to do the same things that aren't working, then you're the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the reasons why I said week four, right, is because it gives you an opportunity to see the things that aren't working, right? It gives you an opportunity to see what your adjustments are going to be. It gives you an opportunity to say, sometimes you go into a season thinking that you can count on certain people to do certain things.
Yep.
And then you get after the first couple of weeks and go, no, he can't. Mm-mm. No, we got to make some adjustments, right? And I think one of the things those analogy, and one of those things that thing will come down to is that defense. So are we going to see a different defense? Are we going to see them try to do something different? Because they're not getting any pressure with those guys, and especially if you're going to drop one of them off and try to beat with a little trickeration. No. We ain't there.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I don't know what they need to do as far as that's concerned.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know either. I'm just saying that, like, this is part of kind of the process of getting the most out of your team, right? When you realize that the things you thought you were going to be able to count on, you can't. And so how are you going to adjust to that? Because in the end, right, nobody wants to hear your sob story. Everybody wants to hear you go out there, see you go out there and win football games. And so you got to do what you got to do to win those.
Kentucky Finn says, hey, Tobes, is it too early to start drinking? Not for you. I mean, I got to be on the air, so I'm going to wait till after I'm done. I leave that for the post-show YouTube for the drinking, you know. Totally. Rules and whatnot. Unless we, of course, have a great visit from Jack Daniels or one of our fine beverage sponsors.
Hey, so I was going to take the cooler, you know, our little drink cooler that I had all ready for us to have some beers.
Yeah.
I was going to empty it and put it in the laundry room because I get it ready because I take it when I go golf.
Sure, sure.
And I looked in there. And I'm like, who am I kidding? These going to get drank tonight. I might need them.
You might need them. I might be after that second touchdown from Josh Allen. I might be in something a little bit harder than a cider boy then.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, look, here's the deal. I don't want to sound, woe is me and woe is the Dolphins because football gone football. And sometimes you have teams that just out of nowhere. And we all think that this team has talent. We all think that offensively they can be explosive. My question is the coaching staff going to put them in situations to be explosive? Because not for nothing, when you see Tyreek catch a crossing route and goes, or Waddle catch a crossing route and then it ends up going for 50 or 60 yards, that ended up being an explosive play, but that's not an explosive play. That's not why you ran that. And so I think, especially when Tyreek went up and got the ball in the air, mm-hmm. right? I think he's earned an opportunity to, hey, periodically, let's just throw one up to him.
See what Tua said he's going to do that. He did say he's going to do that this week.
But that he earned it. Because let's be fair. As much as I talk about Tua's arm being fine to play, he didn't help me with that throw.
Nope.
Okay. But I'm more concerned with the defense than the offense, believe it or not.
I am too.
I don't know why, because we thought that was going to be a strength. When your strength, with what you thought was going to be your strength, ends up being your weakness, oh.
Yeah, it's not good, dude. It's not good. Well, we'll take a break here on the program. Lots to get into here as the Miami Dolphins are getting set for action tonight. But I'll tell you who's still an MVP when it comes to the community. Zach Sealer, dude. If you want him to come visit the elementary school of your choice, it could happen. WQM's MVP experience with the Dolphins, Zach Sealer. He's on board to speak at a school. Just go to WQM.com, enter an elementary school in Broward or Dade now for your chance to get a visit from Zach Sealer. He'll speak to the students and more. For contest rules, go to WQAM.com. We're back with more after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 104.3 FM, WQAM. Hello, Leroy. How are you, man?
I'm good. Trying to figure out everything.
It sounds better. Whatever you, I think it's okay. I mean, we'll get by.
I'm just trying to, because I don't know how to, you know what I mean?
I think you're okay. We just left. Just don't lean back today for sure.
Okay. Right.
No hammock on this. And we'll curse the name of this guy who broke your computer.
Yep.
That rat bastard. Let's get to a Tito's Fantasy Football update. Hey, Tito's Handmade Vodka. Oh, it's the best. And it's America's favorite vodka for a reason. Distilled 6 times till it's just right. Tito's is known for great vodka, giving back, and doing good for dogs. Distilled and bottled by Fifth Generation Inc. Austin, Texas, 40% alcohol by volume. Savor responsibly. So tonight, fantasy-wise, we got Reek. He put up a big game. A-Chan, though, seems to be the guy for the Dolphins right now.
No,
it is interesting. Like, you've seen him in these first couple. What do you make of this? Because it's like he's not he's so good in the passing game. Like, that is he's that safety blanket, and he's just making things happen right now, Leroy.
Well, here's the deal. And I was very fortunate to be in a similar situation. It's all about matchups, right? Is think about this. It's in basketball, if you have one guy on your team that you think could just dominate the guy across from him. So you may take all your stars, move them to one side of the floor and work plays for him because he is being defended by the weakest link. For example, what does everybody say when they play the Heat? Who they going after? Tyler. Very similar to that. So what happens is, if you're going to drop all those DBs to not get beat by Waddle and Tyreek and Washington, then that means you're leaving a linebacker to cover Achan, who's just as fast as them. Good luck with that. So what that would do is, and here's what I hope, is that now they're going to come in the game with nickel and dime, so that you're going to have a safety or maybe a DB playing in the box instead of another linebacker. Then you got to be able to run the football, because they trying to cover, you know, speed with speed. So it's a cat and mouse game that, like, you have the advantage if you take advantage of it.
You got to become the cheese. You know what I'm saying?
It never fails. It never fails. Vlad. He'll ask
I'm
me
waiting,
a question.
And I'm waiting for like the all right, you got to become the cheese. I'm waiting for the nothing.
There is none. That's
none.
The point.
None. Like
cat
there was
mouse,
none.
You know, food chain.
Nah, you get it. No, minus one.
Why?
Minus one. I can't.
Dude,
minus
Vlad.
One.
Vlad, here's all you need to know about this man. Sunday, I call him and I say, I'm going to Las Patas. What do you want? Give me the Reynel Pinto. I'm like, what is that? Meatball sub. Like, so no, in his mind, he thinks he's speaking clearly. Like, it's self-explanatory. But all of us are looking dumbfounded. Like, it's absolutely not. No idea what the hell this man is talking about. And
everybody,
he still does. No.
Everybody knows what he's talking about, dude.
Really? Except the guy going to get the sub.
Once I sent the picture,
then I laughed.
Get it?
Yes, I laughed.
All right, I'll try and be better on too many inside jokes. I apologize.
But it's not inside joke if you're the only one that knows.
That's the only one that matters to me, dude. As long as I'm entertaining myself, that's all that matters.
All right,
to me.
I got you.
That's how I've lived my life. Only
Don't
child.
Worry.
I've had to.
I sometimes find myself quite humorous myself.
It sounds like the Dolphins are getting back Jalen Wright tonight. I don't know what that means, but it does. But it does sound like the Dolphins are getting him back. The great intangibles, Ethan Bonner, sounds like he's going to be back.
I'm curious to see how much of an impact he's going to make, because he would have been a starter before one of those two corners, right?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Then why are we making a big deal about we getting Ethan Bonner back then?
Depth, because we've okay. You know, these guys go down left and right.
I got you. So I'm curious to see how they do the Achan thing. Now, here's what I don't want. If he's gonna run any routes, he needs to start from the backfield. Because if he lines up outside, they're going to treat him like a wide receiver and go over there with DBs, right? So it's all in the presentation of how you get him in space.
Right.
If you line him up out there, think he's going to run a little bubble screen or whatever. First of all your wide receivers and your running back are ants. So let's not think you're going to go out there and bring the hammer down when you block.
Are you more nervous about Josh Allen tonight or James Cook?
James Cook.
Yeah.
Because if Josh Allen cooks, you can still win if you stop in the run. But if James Cook cooks, then you still got to deal with Josh Allen and the play action and the rolling out. So you got like, yeah. Yeah, if you give them a two-way go, they both going to destroy you.
We'll live with the Josh Allen and Tangible no, twins.
Look,
and his two.
Football 101. Every coach will say this at some point during the week. We got to run the football and stop the run. Because contrary to popular belief, there's three things that can happen with a pass play and two of them are bad. That's facts. So, but guess what? With yeah. run game, the only thing bad can happen is either a fumble or you stop. Right? Like, there's not Like, it's the safest thing to do on offense. But if he eats and then they fake it and go over the top, oh, my goodness. And listen, I don't know who Nature Boy is. Enough of Nature Boy. Collins? Isn't he with Buffalo?
Oh, Hollins. Mac Hollins. No, he's on the Patriots now.
Oh, crap. I forgot.
He's on the Patriots. He caught a touchdown last week.
I'm surprised he didn't take his shoes off and run back to the sideline.
I find him very annoying, too. No.
Too much.
We got to worry about the intangible twins. Their two tight ends, Dalton and Dawson.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Vlad. Woo! That's intangible.
Who?
Dawson and Dalton?
Dalton Kincaid.
Oh, Dalton Connect. Kincaid and
Dawson Knox.
And Dawson. Oh, the tight ends.
Yeah. Yo,
the intangible ends. Yeah. There you go.
Couple of intangibles. They used to be in a high school romantic comedy back in the day.
I don't wanna win.
Hello, Sunny Bunny. What are you doing over here? Not usually your territory. We'll take a break here on the program. By the way, Mike Tyson is bringing his Return of the Mike show to the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood this December. Stories and more from Iron Mike. Got a chance for you to win tickets. Just text the word Hollywood to 20357. That's Hollywood to 20357. For more information, go to WQAM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. Tickets are also available for purchase at casino.hardrock.com/Hollywood/events. Take a break. Back with more after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Thanks again to the Panthers for having us out yesterday. Man, we had a blast. We had a blast. That was funsies. Did you have fun in there, Leroy? Now your mic is completely off. I don't know what's going on there, buddy. Whatever you pressed didn't work.
There we go. I tried to go with this. There's a built-in mic. But for some reason, even though it... connects it, the mic, it doesn't,
whatever you did, fixed it. You sound great now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you do. You sound good. Just talk. Okay. There, don't lean back like a hammock
and don't touch the mic, because sometimes
don't
I can
touch
hit,
yeah don't Terrence hit Crawford the mic anymore.
Yeah, I can hit a wire like moving, and it sometimes it affects your
hey man,
he gave him the three piece like it was round 10. But the Panthers, man, yeah, thanks again to them for having us out. Thanks again to Adeline, for Tommy having us, a parade of guests. People loved Barkey yesterday, Leroy. They loved Barkey getting
I think the funniest part of all day is him giving you that look like, I don't remember.
He was hammered. That was such a delight.
And you ask him, like, hey, do you remember? He's like,
nope. But he didn't remember, but he kind of remembered, because he was like, ah, what a time.
Yeah.
Did he look like he was still hungover from like the whole summer?
He looked like he could have used a nap.
He looked like he was, he's been through a lot of hockey, Vlad. He's been through a lot of hockey.
Think about this, Vlad. You can always tell the old heads, right?
Oh, yeah.
He was wearing flip flops, shorts, and this jersey was around his neck.
Yep.
Right.
Well, he's a South,
and ain't nobody gonna tell him what he need to
do. He's a South Floridian, bro. He's been here for they love that. They love to wear flip flops and shorts and have nice, you know, the nice weather. So, but he did look like a guy that's had a long partying summer.
Think about this is 3 years of playing like almost an extra year of hockey.
That's crazy. Yeah, yeah. I mean, we haven't had anybody go to, I think, four straight since the Islanders. Man, that's a long time. I mean, and so, like, if they're able to pull this off, you're talking, I mean, it's already rare air, but, like, that's, whew, it's like them and the Islanders, and then, like, you're Edmonton. Talking, like, the old-ass Edmonton. Or what about, did they go three straight?
No, Edmonton went to four.
They go four straight?
Mm-hmm. Montreal, you know what's crazy?
Montreal won all the cups back in the day.
Yeah. It's crazy how you think about this team and you think about championship teams and how guys get plucked. And it seems like the thing that Bill Zito has done more than anything is every guy that comes here fits perfectly. He's never brought a guy in and he go, nah, I don't know if this is going to work out.
Right.
Right. He even got old Sammy playing a little defense.
He's the only guy. Like, he just got to get him there. But I was like, we even talked to Jeff Petrie yesterday. I'm like, I don't know much about you, dude, but I'm pretty sure you're going to fit in.
Right.
They wouldn't have picked it otherwise.
Exactly.
We didn't get to talk to our boy Bob yesterday, but this was him on the podium yesterday talking about his summer. And, well, we know one thing about Bob. When it's summertime, it's time to focus.
I had a good summer. I was focused on the mental side of it. So my goal was to clean everything up, you know, to clear everything up and get ready for the season, and especially mentally, to be excited, to be fresh, and not thinking much about hockey. So, and I thought I did a good job with it. You know, I felt like the summer was so long for me, and I'm so excited to be back. I'm so excited to see everybody, the guys, coaches. I'm so excited to be here, you know, in this facility, locker room, everything, you know. So I'm hungry and happy and appreciated for the situation that's in front of us.
God, he's the best. He's just the best. I'm like, he said the thing right away.
I love his haircut.
Oh, yeah. I me too.
Well, you know it'll be long when the playoffs get there.
100%. Yeah. 100%. It's even he looks like he got it a little earlier, too. He usually is, like, buzzed up when he comes in. He's let it grow. I think it's going to be a mane by the time we get to the Stanley Cup again. It's going to look like a lion.
Making a lot of assumptions.
Am I? Oh, sorry.
I mean, I can't.
A lot of faith in those boys.
I can't disagree with you.
A lot of faith in those boys.
If there's anything, what they've proven is they can get it done.
Just love the idea that he's just like, I am excited. It's like tone doesn't change. No, yeah. you wouldn't know. Like if you were just, but that is him excited.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think hockey plays after they win a championship, they still chill with each other, like hang out with your teammates during the summer more?
These guys?
Because I feel like they hung around with each other like the whole summer.
It depends if they left or not. Like, I think a lot of guys had to go because I think Ekblad went back to Canada. I think Bob went back to Russia. I think the Finns all hung out. We know that we learned yesterday, Vlad, they all got to go into a sauna with the Finnish president. That's like the greatest honor in Finland.
Yeah.
Really? So how many men? So it was like six guys in a sauna?
Lunch and then went into the sauna. I'm like, what?
With the Finnish president.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
It's become tradition that they go and visit the Finnish president.
So they've done it 2 years in a row. So they're planning to do it 3 years. Okay.
Yep.
Yep. But like when he's like, he's just working on his mental side. Oh, I just love
Alexander Stubb. That's the president.
Is that him?
Alexander Stubb is the president of Finland.
Silly Star says Bob just chilling at the corner of 11 while the other guys were raging was hilarious. Yeah, no. He was there with a seltzer, you know.
Absolutely seltzer. Might not even a seltzer, just a water.
Yeah, just a water.
He's drinking one of the 5%ers.
Yeah. Yeah. He's just like, you know, look at you rascals up there.
Is he the oldest on the team? Or Marchand?
Marchand. Yeah. Martians, yeah, but Martian's a party animal.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God.
What happened? Oh, from the videos?
What didn't happen?
No. I seen the videos. I just thought maybe you guys got more stories. You heard more stories.
No, he was even thrown up like hip hip hooray. Whee! They throw up his little body up in the air.
Dude.
Dane Savs says it's the same when they start fighting. Bob just goes to his corner.
Yeah, Bob's case of like, I mean, that might be the funniest thing that we see all year.
Twitter.
There's an all-out melee, and Bob has his water bottle on the side.
Yep.
I am not. I'm religious. I don't.
Yeah, like he's just
fighting.
Like,
I don't believe in fighting. I believe
they'll
in
get
peace.
Tired.
Yeah,
eventually.
But here's the thing: the Panthers never do.
No.
Right? They'll just keep, some of those guys that just keep fighting.
Yeah, like when we were talking to Jonah Gadjevich yesterday, like I had already felt like he's looking forward to the next fight.
Right.
You know, because he says he's about other stuff, but come on, dude. Like we saw.
Can
we
I
saw,
just tell you?
You saw that haircut. You look like Valhalla.
I was like this when I played. It terrified people for reasons I can't explain.
Valhalla.
Because my personality is yucking it up.
Yeah.
But I didn't play like that. And so when I would say hi to guys and dab them up, they go, what's your angle? No angle. I'm still going to bash your face in on the next play, but we good. You know, and Gadjevich, he's like, oh, yeah, man. If can't, you know, like he just does it and just like playing.
Yep. Yep.
That's the worst kind of guys. Because then you know who's like that? John Randall.
Plays too much.
Plays too much. Oh my goodness.
Schmeathan says the only thing you yucked up on the field was the ball.
Damn. How many fumbles you had, Leroy?
Hey, man.
Wait, no, I'm just asking you a regular question. You would know how many fumbles you had in your career?
A lot.
Really?
Yeah. I ain't tell you the Bill Belichick story. No. So when Bill Belichick became the coach, me and Eric, he wanted to have a meeting with me and Eric Metcalf. Right. And he looked at me and said, you had the highest fumble percentage per carry in the NFL. So Metcalf starts smiling. He goes, shut up, Metcalf. You were second.
Oh, man.
But you know what? You know what's funny? Like a lot of people assume carrying the football and fumbling with carrying it loosely. And I was the opposite. I was holding it so tight that you ever hold something really tight and then somebody pokes it and it squirts out?
Yep.
That would happen to me all the time. So I'm like, I'm not doing that. I'm just running it. Like, I can't. Like, we watched the film and I got to look.
If you
something
think
about, like this and somebody would hit me on this side and them just holding it so tight it would just pop out. I'm like,
no. Because you also talked about, like, you used to run with your – you run with your holding your breath, so you just were tense, like at all
right.
times.
Right, like that's I just... was balled up. I was balled up just because. Yeah, I always felt like I had to be ready to get hit.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes the lightest, the just somebody bumped my arm, and I'm holding the football so tight it would go squirt way up in the air, and they're like, "Hey, man, be careful with the football." Like I am. I'm holding it with the jaws of life.
What was the best stiff arm to hell you gave somebody?
So I have a picture. If I could find it, I'll show it to you. I have a picture. I was in Minnesota playing against Green Bay, and it was like a third and two or something. And I bounced it outside and ran over two dudes and then broke free and got my shoe ripped off. And there's a picture with me running down the field without a sock from the back. And five guys laying on the ground.
Wait, without a sock or a shoe?
Without a shoe. Sorry.
Okay.
Without a shoe.
Where does your sock go?
We should have a football field.
And there's a picture of me running, and there's five guys laying on the ground, just debris. And
wow.
I was like, oh, that was awesome.
That's cool. All right, we'll take a break. Just a regular old second hours next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.